Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in Mudalev, right before the Mishnah, when it speaks about someone who's a Sofek Mitzayra, so the Gemara says he brings a Karbon, which is supposed to be a Karbon Hashem, and he says, if it's not a Hashem, it will be a Shlomim. So says the Gemara, why doesn't he say it should be an Hashem Tali? Because a person can donate an Hashem Tali, an Hashem that comes only on a Sofek Chet. So this is more the chuyah. See from here, this mandama, which is Rav Shimon, he argues that one cannot donate an asham tali. So comes the Gemara and says, Ravina says, he tells a very strong loshon. He says, toyua toyua. Rashi explains, where is the toyua of you at such a big time chacham? Imri bedichre michvelach. Are you getting mixed up between a sheep and a ram? Meaning, the asham of a mitzayah needs to be within the first year of its birth. The Hashem Talu is a regular Hashem, needs to be in the second year of its birth. So how can you bring the same animal and say it should be either a Hashem or an Hashem Talu? So the whole question doesn't begin. So what we really was the Havami of the Gemara to say otherwise. So the Parim Yofa is the Baal HaFloh and Pashas Emor, he explains as follows. Toises in Erechi Dafyut Chesam Ulbeis brings an opinion that you count the year based on the day of Hartzah, meaning when a korban is ready to become a korban, then you start counting its year. Now, when is a korban ready to be a korban? So a nedava, an animal that one donates to be a mikdash, he's ready from the eighth day, by Yom HaShmini. But a korban chatos and a korban asham of a nozer mitzayro starts on the 30th day. That's a mishnah in Parah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Chatos ayachid v'asham nozer v'asham mitzayro k'sherim yom shloishim v'halo. From the 30th day on. You could bring b'dievet earlier, but that's the ideal day. But nedaru nedavos abchor v'amaisa v'apesach k'sherim yom shmini v'halo. So Yimele put him up, he says the name of his brother, Gevaldik. You could say like this. After 1 year of the korban, that's when it starts the second year. But here, he's bringing one animal that could be either a asham mitzayro, or it could be a asham tali. Asham tali, which could be a donation, according to this mandama. The asham mitzayro, you start only the 30th day to count it. So its year ends, according to this sheet in Tosis, when it's a year and 30 days. But for the asham tali, which is a donation, when do you start counting the second year? You start counting a year after the eighth day. So when he's a year and 8 days old, he starts the second year. So it comes out from the eighth day of the second year until the 30th day of the second year, he's both. He's a second year for a donation, and he's a first year still for the Asher Mitzayu. A Gevaldik Echeshman, how can it be that you have both? But as the Parim Yofa concludes, this is not really a good answer, because as the Mishnah and the same Perek and Maseches Parah says, that the 13th month, meaning between the 12th month and the 13th month, an animal is considered to be in between, it's called a pilgus, and he's not kosher to be a korban. He's not an ayil, not a keves, he's not a sheep, not a ram, he's something in between. So that's why this time cannot be the time. So you mean that's the Havim Maskon of the Gemara. The Havim of the Gemara is that 13th month could be kosher for both. And the Maskon is it's not, it's a pilgus. And just to conclude, this Lashon that Ravina says, Toyra Toyra. So Rashi says, Toyra Toyra means Tamechachim, such a big Tamechachim. How do you make that mistake? So the Sefer Klei Goyel of a Sefer Shimon on Masechet Zvachim. And so brings Rav Yosef Engel and the Sefer Shev the Nechamta Oisei. They both say the same idea. The Rashi Kiddushin says that the Chochem, when he learns Torah, he becomes Torah himself. Yosef Engel brings many, many rayas to that. That when the Chochem is learning Torah, they become part of Torah. They become a Heftz of Torah. So that's why he says Torah, Torah, meaning you are Torah. And adds the Klei Goylo, because the one who says the members of Rechumi says the name of Rehuno Bar Tachlifo. So he's saying the name of somebody else. He says, you and the one you're saying the name of, you're both Torah. So Torah, Torah, both of you Torah, how do you make that mistake? This is an explanation, this expression of Torah, Torah. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomar Shava Shurim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.